That evening, photographs of Holly were front-paged by the late edition of the Journal American and by the early editions of both the Daily News and the Daily Mirror. The publicity had nothing to do with runaway horses. It concerned quite another matter, as the headlines revealed. Playgirl arrested in narcotic scandal, Journal American. Arrest dope-smuggling actress, Daily News. Drug ring exposed, glamour girl held, Daily Mirror. Of the lot, the News printed the most striking picture. Holly, entering police headquarters, wedged between two muscular detectives, one male, one female. In this squalid context, even her clothes, she was still wearing her riding costume, windbreaker and blue jeans, suggested a gang mall hooligan. An impression dark glasses, disarrayed coiffure, and a picayune cigarette dangling from sullen lips did not diminish. The caption read, 20-year-old Holly Golightly, beautiful movie starlet and cafe society celebrity DA alleges to be key figure in international drug smuggling racket linked to racketeer Salvatore Sally Tomato. Detectives Patrick Connor and Sheila Fezzanetti, left and right, are shown escorting her into 67th Street Precinct. See story on page 3. The story, featuring a photograph of a man identified as Oliver Father O'Shaughnessy, shielding his face with a fedora, ran 3 full columns. Here, somewhat condensed, are the pertinent paragraphs. Members of Cafe Society were stunned today by the arrest of gorgeous Holly Golightly, 20-year-old Hollywood starlet and highly publicized girl about New York. At the same time, 2 p.m., police nabbed Oliver O'Shaughnessy, 52, of the Hotel Seaboard, West 49th Street, as he exited from a Hamburg Heaven on Madison Avenue. Both are alleged by District Attorney Frank L. Donovan to be important figures in an international drug ring dominated by the notorious mafia Führer Salvatore Sally Tomato, currently in Sing Sing serving a 5-year rap for political bribery. O'Shaughnessy, a defrocked priest variously known in crimeland circles as Father and the Padre, has a history of arrests dating back to 1934, when he served 2 years for operating a phony Rhode Island mental institution, the Monastery. Miss Golightly, who has no previous criminal record, was arrested in her luxurious apartment at a swank East Side address. Although the DA's office has issued no formal statement, responsible sources insist the blonde and beautiful actress, not long ago the constant companion of multimillionaire Rutherford Trawler, has been acting as liaison between the imprisoned Tomato and his chief lieutenant, O'Shaughnessy. Posing as a relative of Tomato's, Miss Golightly is said to have paid weekly visits to Sing Sing, and on these occasions Tomato supplied her with verbally coded messages, which she then transmitted to O'Shaughnessy. Via this link, Tomato, believed to have been born in Cefalù, Sicily in 1874, was able to keep first-hand control of a worldwide narcotic syndicate with outposts in Mexico, Cuba, Sicily, Tangier, Tehran, and Dakar. But the DA's office refused to offer any detail on these allegations or even verify them. Tipped off, a large number of reporters were on hand at the East 67th Street Precinct station when the accused pair arrived for booking. O'Shaughnessy, a burly red-haired man, refused comment and kicked one cameraman in the groin. But Miss Golightly, a fragile eyeful, even though attired like a tomboy in slacks and leather jacket, appeared relatively unconcerned. "Don't ask me what the hell this is about," she told reporters. "Parce que je ne sais pas, mes chers." "Because I do not know, my dears." "Yes, I have visited Sally Tomato. I used to go see him every week. What's wrong with that? He believes in God, and so do I." Then, under the subheading, admits own drug addiction. Miss Golightly smiled when a reporter asked whether or not she herself is a narcotics user. "I've had a little go at marijuana. It's not half so destructive as brandy. Cheaper, too. Unfortunately, I prefer brandy." "No, Mr. Tomato never mentioned drugs to me. It makes me furious the way these wretched people keep persecuting him. He's a sensitive, a religious person. A darling old man." There is one especially gross error in this report. She was not arrested in her luxurious apartment. "It took place in my own bathroom. I was soaking away my horse ride pains in a tub of scalding water laced with Epsom salts. Holly, an attentive nurse, was sitting on the edge of the tub, waiting to rub me with Sloane's liniment and tuck me into bed. There was a knock at the front door. As the door was unlocked, Holly called to come in. In came Madame Sophia Spinella, trailed by a pair of civilian-clothed detectives, one of them a lady with thick yellow braids roped around her head. "Here she is, the wanted woman," boomed Madame Spinella, invading the bathroom and leveling a finger first at Holly's, then my nakedness. "Look, what a whore she is!" The male detective seemed embarrassed. By Madame Spinella and by the situation. But a harsh enjoyment tensed the face of his companion. She plumped a hand on Holly's shoulder and, in a surprising baby-child voice, said,
"Come along, sister, you're going places."
Whereupon Holly coolly told her,
"Get them cotton-pickin' hands off of me, you dreary, driveling old bull dyke."
Which rather enraged the lady. She slapped Holly damned hard, so hard her head twisted on her neck and the bottle of liniment, flung from her hand, smithereened on the tile floor, where I, scampering out of the tub to enrich the fray, stepped on it and all but severed both big toes. Nude and bleeding a path of bloody footprints, I followed the action as far as the hall.
"Don't forget,"
Holly managed to instruct me as the detectives propelled her down the stairs.
"Please feed the cat."